the impact of COVID-19 disinformation in the medical community.
It's time-consuming and exhausting because the multiplying effect of disinformation in social media is so profound.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, during a conversation with Gina Bazemore, a clinical pharmacist.
Can you talk a little bit about what has been learned about approaching misinformation in various communities and what strategies may have been successful in changing hearts and minds for those who are still hesitant?
The thing I find the most effective is the best way to counter disinformation and misinformation is to provide in an orderly manner by multiple reliable sources correct information.
It's a complex issue, and Dee Smith, executive director of the NFL Players Association, says people's rights have to be observed, and then there's the concept of doing the right thing.
Do I believe that it's important for our players not to be forced to take the vaccine? I still think that that's right. We bargained for that right. At the same time, do I still think that it's important for our players to not engage in falling for disinformation and doing things that are important for their health and safety and the health and safety of their families and their communities? Absolutely.
And Fauci says one other thing is happening in the U.S. right now. Americans are making life or death decisions
based purely on ideology.
That, too, is driving the COVID conspiracy. J.J. Green, WTOP News.